Her showed she was right, but at least the attacks had stopped. Drew and Charm were staring at us in confusion, glancing around, preparing for a trap. I pulled up the screen that had melded with my illusion ability, then turned us back. Damn, I was glad that worked. Charm's eyes lit up with recognition, and she ran at us, throwing her arms around me so hard that we slammed into the wall behind. Her lips met mine, and she was groping my face, running her hands through my hair and kissing me like she thought we'd never see each other again.
"What took you so long, ass?"
she said, shoving me back, then grabbing me again and shoving her tongue into my mouth before I had a chance to answer. When she stopped, it was only because Drew had cleared his throat. I looked to see my brother in dark blue and black armor, head still shaved like the Marine he was.
"Mind if I get in there?"
he said, and Charm laughed, stepping aside. For the first time that I could remember, my brother hugged me. He pulled back and shook my hand, then added,
"It's really good to see you, though I'd say the circumstances could be better."
"Thanks for saving her," I said, eyes flicking over to Charm.
"Saving me?"
she laughed.
"Yeah, you got that backwards, bro."
Drew shrugged.
"Me and my, team wouldn't be around if not for her. She's been telling us all about you. In some ways, too much,"
he added with a wink.
"I never knew my little bro had it in him."
I blushed, shooting Charm a look that said we'd be talking about that later, then said, team? As if on cue, the woman with gold wings floated down beside my brother. She looked like she might be a real angel, except for her body armor, which was black and red, kind of taking away from the angel angle. Next, I noticed a woman stepping out from the shadows behind him. She had flowing, silvery purple hair and wore a skin-tight superhero outfit that didn't leave much to the imagination. Her eyes glowed a disturbing color of blue.
"Your brother?"
this woman said.
"Navani, meet Chad,"
Drew said. Twitch grinned, and I tried to ignore her as I said, "Most people call me Breaker here."
"Is that so?"
Drew asked, impressed.
"Breaker of..."
"Just Breaker." He frowned and turned to Navani.
"Tell me, why haven't I gotten a cool superhero name yet?"
"We'll ask Lam about it when we find her,"
she said. "Lam?" My eyes went wide, but Twitch cleared her throat.
"We probably have all sorts of questions, but we really have to get out of here."
She turned to the rest of the darkness and the giant keep, scanning it with her pink screens.
"If we don't go soon, well, let's just say the forces they have arrayed against us are formidable."
"Formidable?"
Drew asked and chuckled.
"Sounds like something Navani would say."
Charm took my arm, rubbing her head on my shoulder, and said,
"My hero, come to rescue the princess from the dark, scary place."
"Although it doesn't look like you needed my help," I replied with a grin. Turning to my brother, I motioned them along. "Come on, we're going to work on finding a way out of here." He hesitated, glanced over his shoulder, and said,
Only problem, one of ours ran ahead, thinking she could take on the whole damn nihilist army by herself. I can't exactly leave her behind."
"And we have to move,"
Twitch reminded me.
"Ranger found us once. He can do it again. If he gets to the ship and Gale before us... Well, we want to get that planet back before that happens."
"Are you going to be okay?" I asked my brother. He nodded.
"We have an escape portal, which will take us back to our entry point."
"If we can get here," I said, turning around, considering it. "Why can't we all just send armies of supers to take them down?"
"This isn't their world,"
the one named Navani said, and I had a hard time taking my eyes off of hers. Not in a sexual way, but more in a magical sense.
"It's dark, yes, but theirs, from what I've seen in visions, is so much worse."
"Fuck," I said, then covered my mouth. "Oh, damn, sorry for my language." Drew laughed.
"These ladies have as foul mouths as they come. Yes, even the angel one."
The angel one gave him a glare, And then another woman, looking more like a demon in a miniskirt, came running up. I took a defensive stance in case she was with the enemy, but my brother introduced her as Sakurai, the sister of the angel one who he called Sakrada.
"What did I miss?"
Sakurai asked.
"Where's Threed?"
"We're going after her,"
Drew said.
"My brother is here, apparently, and is about to save a planet. And it sounds like he's going up against Ranger?"
"No shit,"
Sakurai said, eyeing me up and down, seemingly liking what she saw.
"You're staying with us,"
Sakrada told her sister, shooting me a reproachful glance as if it were my fault she'd checked me out. "Actually, we're not trying to fight him quite yet," I explained. "Escape him. That's the goal."
"It looks like you already fought him and he kicked your ass,"
Sakrada said. I'd nearly forgotten how beat up I looked. "Yeah, well, long story. An arena fight, kind of like in ancient Rome."
"What the fuck?"
Drew shook his head in awe.
"Bro, when this is over, I can't wait to catch up with you. The stories we will tell."
"I look forward to it," I said. And we went back in for the bro hug.
"Ready, Charm?"
Twitch asked as we separated, and Drew and his team ran back toward the keep. "You think they'll really be okay?" I asked.
"Yes and yes,"
Charm said.
"More than ready, and from what I've seen of your brother and his lovers, they can handle themselves."
"Lovers?" I asked. "All of them?"
"Sounds like he's got you beat on numbers,"
Charm said with a laugh.
"Jealous?"
"I've got quality," I replied, "and all the women I can handle."
"Damn right,"
she said, moving her hand along my armor at the waist, making her fingers walk down, and winked.
"Quality, a fact I plan on reminding you about as soon as we get out of here. Now, how do we do that?"
Twitch and I turned to create the portal and get us out of there. Black energy formed, growing larger, and then it vanished. "Oh, shit," I said, glancing at Charm's let-down face.
"I don't understand,"
Twitch said, looking at her screens, flicking between them.
"We don't... Wait, there!"
She enlarged a screen and glanced around, saw a Nihilist guard running at us, and said,
"Hey, asshole!"
"What the hell?" I asked.
"Trust me,"
she replied. He turned our way and shot, only she flicked her finger across her screen and turned to me, shouting,
"Now!"
We tried again, this time opening the portal at the exact moment the purple blast hit. And this time, it worked. She must have altered it so that his powers combined with ours in a way that broke whatever blocks they had on supers being able to create portals out of there like at least one of them could apparently do. The three of us jumped through. Darkness surrounded us, a blast like the wind from the top of a mountain buffeted us, and then we landed. It was the same spot, but we fell, landing in one of the swampy areas next to our ship. We were safe. Charm looked around and started laughing, standing and shaking the water from her tail, then Twitch joined in. I had just started to smile when Gale came running down the ramp from the ship, her eyes looking worried, and said,
"It's about damn time."
"No, hey, Charm, so happy to see you,"
Charm asked.
"Hey, Charm, so fucking happy to see you. Now, turn around and look up."
We all did, and right away saw what was making her so frantic. The ships that had attacked the Colosseum were there, but now a new one flew above. It was massive, horrifying. Wings spread out from it like scythes. The feel of it like darkness pushed back by a blast of wind. Turrets covered the wings, and we could clearly see massive bomb hangars and other weapons. And in my gut, I knew this was Ranger's ship. It was twice as large as any of our Earth destroyers, and 50 times more terrifying to behold. "Yeah, we're fucked," I said, staring up at that sight. Royally fucked. Chapter 19.
"Get in,"
Gale said, waving us over to the ship.
"What in the puddle fucking hell are you waiting for?"
Distracted by the combination of being soaked from the swamp, but also trying to figure out what she'd just said, It took me a second to process that both Twitch and Charm were already up and running. I went after them, feeling a sharp pain in my side and, well, everywhere, really. The ships were already swooping down toward us, all but the big one, and a few shots exploded in the ground nearby. Some hit swamp and sent water into the sky, so that I was charging through mist and dirt clouds, barely able to see except for Twitch's bouncing green hair and Charm's furry tail. A shot hit the ground next to me, and I leaped out of the way, hit the ground and rolled, clenching my mouth to stop from shouting out in pain. Damn it! Who did I have to sleep with to get healing powers?
Move your sexy ass,
Charm said, and she was at my side, helping me up and pulling me along.
This isn't nap time, baby cakes.
Baby what? I asked, doing my best to keep up, but also trying to even see and hear, because at the moment, everything was a struggle. She slapped my ass and practically threw me up the ramp, and a moment later she was following me up, pausing only to shout,
Shields! Get shields up!
I can't until the ramp's closed,
Gale said over the comms, apparently already at the bridge.
Shit.
Charm shifted sideways and hit her comms to say,
Now!
The ramp started to rise, but then two shots hit, one on the side of the ship and the other on the ramp, and it stalled.
Manual lever, just outside,
Twitch said, analyzing it with her screen. I'm on it, I said, trying to stand, but then a large man pushed me out of the way, and I fell into Charm's arms.
No, it's my turn,
Renaud said, pulling at the lapels of his military jacket. As he ran out, he glanced back, held tight to the side of the doorway, and shouted back,
By the way, Wenlore is looking bad, but he's alive.
With that, he let out a whoop and vanished.
Get us airborne,
Twitch said, scanning the sky through the ship.
Now!
We can't! Not with him! I started to protest, but she gave me a stern glance.
Trust me,
she said. And at once, the ramp started closing and the ship lifted off the ground, shooting forward as an explosion hit right where we'd been. Renaud would have been dead if not for Twitch. We all might have been. More shots sounded around us. I grabbed onto one of the holds on the wall as we turned, Charm digging her clawed boots into the floor, and Twitch kind of levitated there with the help of her screens. More were surrounding her now, and an explosion sounded that made her flinch and one of the screens disappear. She was apparently creating shields, or some sort of way of diverting and blocking incoming shots, and then the ramp was finally all the way up, and she pulled up a new screen. In two swipes, a hole opened in the roof and Renaud came flailing in, screaming, and landed with a thud as the hole closed back up.
Get him to the bridge,
Twitch said.
I'll hold them off as long as I can.
On it,
Charm said, able to move to him with her claws so that they could get to the door. I used the handholds on the wall, moving from one to the next, then thrust myself forward toward the door.
How?
I overheard Renaud say, but he glanced back and just stared wide-eyed at Twitch. His awe was justified. She looked like a goddess there, levitating with a pink glow from her screens surrounding her, pulses now radiating out from her and merging with the ship. We charged forward, and when we got to the bridge, we saw through the display that she was creating a series of multi-layered shields, extra layers of defenses for the ship, and even some counterattacks in the form of pink blasts that resembled lasers that completely obliterated two ships as I watched. Holy hell, I said, noticing Wendelor strapped in one of the reclined chairs. From what Renaud had said, I didn't expect it to be as bad as this. But the man was so gray and sickly I thought he could die at any minute.
Alive,
Renaud said with a nod.
But we don't have much time.
Speaking of which,
Gale said, and she made a selection on her holo display so that half of the screen ahead of us showed where we were going, the other half showed the sky behind us. Ranger's huge ship was still there behind all the others, but it wasn't the same. A massive orange light was shining, its center spinning, and a horrible, empty feeling took us all.
I'm guessing we're all about to die,
Wendelor mumbled, lifting his head slightly to see the sight.
It's a very real possibility,
Gale said.
Us and everyone on this planet, if that's what I think it is.
A scream sounded from the direction we'd left Twitch, So Charm and I stood to go to her, but then the ship rattled, and 2 seconds later an explosion hit that sent us out of control. We were spinning, Gale doing her best to figure out how we were going to make it out of this, and there was more shouting, male and female, from the back room. No matter what happened next, I had to help Twitch. Charm was there too, already moving ahead of me and running on all fours as the ship angled. I remembered that I had some of Twitch's powers too, and although I had no idea what I was doing, trusted that instinct would work it out. A screen flashed and certain lines started glowing for me, which I hit, and then kept hitting as I went.
"Keep doing whatever it is you're doing,"
Gale shouted, and I looked up to see the ship, while still falling, was stabilizing. "That should hold it," I said, more of a guess than anything else, and then charged after Charm. In the hallway, I found her going head-to-head with a super who looked like a muscle builder who'd eaten a bull. He was charging and throwing punches so hard that they left holes in the metal of the ship. Beside him was Tarupus, apparently able to teleport again, and he was using this ability to strike at Twitch from multiple angles at once, even as she still floated there.
"Stop him!"
Charm said.
"I got protein shake here."
There wasn't time to think, only act, so I charged Tarupus and remembered the hole in the floor trick. Hoping I could do that too, I pulled up the code and threw my hands out randomly at anything that lit up. My mind was focused on the hole, and when he next teleported to strike her, it worked. Only it opened just large enough for his foot and closed instantly, trapping him there. He tried to pull free and snarled, teleported, and landed on the other side of her, with his foot missing. That wasn't what I had intended, but damn, that worked. He collapsed, shouting in agony, and Twitch had him by the throat. He managed to thrash about and push her off, then teleported out of there, though his foot still remained. I spun to see how Charm was doing, and she smiled at me with a mouth full of blood. I thought it was hers until I saw the throat on the ground, the man clutching his neck as blood cascaded down him.
"Watch the floor,"
Charm said with a shrug.
"It's slippery."
And then we crashed, slamming into a mountain most likely, and all of us went flying. A wall hit me, then the floor, then another wall. Whatever parts of me hadn't hurt before were hurting now, but as we started to tumble, Twitch shouted and moved her hands fast. The next second, we were still moving, but it was like we were all wrapped in a blanket of air, so that we were jostled, but not further injured. Scraping and a thud, and then it was over. We fell with 3 thuds plus a loud one from the muscle head, and blood was everywhere.
"Gale, the others,"
I said, scrambling up and doing my best to not slip in the blood. But when I ran to the bridge, they were all there, alive and strapped in, but very discombobulated.
"It's coming,"
Gale said, pointing to the bright, flickering screen. No, not a flickering screen, I realized. We'd gotten turned around, and the screen and that part of the ship were gone. We looked up the sky to see a massive beam of light was coming right for us.
"Breaker, your powers,"
Twitch said, eyes moving from the image in the sky to me.
"And hurry. See if you have something that lets you create a black hole. Maybe a string of code, like..."
She pulled up a screen and I memorized the code instantly, then scanned my skill tree and found it. I pulled up a screen that had a more turquoise feel and typed in the code. When it was done, we swiped our screens together. The world shook as all around us the sky turned black. I looked to Twitch in horror, but she took my hand, squeezed, and gave me a comforting smile.
"It's working!"
I turned to Charm, took her hand, and she took Gale's, and we stood there, watching the beam come at us, at the same time the blackness we'd created spread. In an instant, the blackness engulfed us. And then there was a burst of light and dark mixing, and I wasn't sure if we'd been hit and were dead, or had returned to the proper dimension. Chapter 20. A glance up at the sky revealed that the entire enemy fleet hadn't made it back with us. Whatever we'd done, it had worked. And since the enemy fleet and the attack hadn't been on the planet, they were left behind. The planet was back in the super's normal dimension, though maybe what Twitch had mentioned was right. That it was less of a dimension and more of their corner of space. It was complicated, but my understanding of it all now was that the black hole power, if you could call it that, basically folded space. In theory, it could have taken us to Earth instead of this place. We followed the map Shimmer had passed on to Twitch, and on the way I spent some time thinking about Shimmer and her people, imagining how the solar system would have reacted if a planet had suddenly appeared, along with a few supers. People of Earth still didn't know this whole superpower thing was real, as far as I knew. At least the normal people didn't. Though I was wondering if it was one of those secrets the elites knew and kept from us normal folk. Well, I wasn't so normal anymore. Had nobody seen the superpowers used to attack me in the prison transport or those used to take me out of there? Just as they'd managed not to see that day when my brother had been attacked by a supervillain and whooped his ass. People's minds worked in strange ways, covering up what they couldn't explain. Now I knew for sure what my brother was up to, and it sucked not being able to help. I knew our paths would cross eventually, but right now I was focused on defending this planet and finding out what had happened to our father. We each had our battles, me and Drew, and we'd meet back up at the Citadel when it was time. The chieftains had come to greet us, and we'd explained what had happened. It would take Ranger time to find us, but he would. That revelation led to everyone gathering and discussing plans of action, but I was too exhausted. Instead of sitting there any longer, I went for a walk. I had to see it again for myself. The sky without a fleet, the planets, that not so long ago had been absent, but were now visible even to the naked eye. More than anything, though, I wanted to sleep. So I found a comfortable spot, leaned back against a smooth rock, and cradled my head in my arms. It must have been an hour later when I heard someone approaching, and so leaped up, ready for a fight.
"He's up,"
Charm said, and I turned to see her standing with hands folded, eyeing me affectionately. When I realized she hadn't been referring to me, I asked, "Who?"
"Wendler,"
she replied.
"They have him in the healing bath still, but he's awake."
She looked away for a second, and I knew something was troubling her. But when I asked on the way down to see the old man, she insisted it was nothing. "I thought for sure he'd sacrificed himself to get us to you," I said. It's a blessing he survived."
"He's not the only one to make sacrifices in the name of saving me,"
she said, and again there was that look. I racked my brain, wondering if it was the fact that I'd nearly died in the Colosseum or what. But no, that wouldn't make sense. We had all nearly died many times more than that during all of our journeys. She didn't offer anything up, so I walked at her side in silence, figuring she'd tell me what it was when the time came. We made it down to the paths, and she smiled when she stopped at the entrance. "You're not coming in?" I asked.
"Was in there earlier,"
she said.
"I've seen enough wrinkled old naked people for a lifetime."
It wasn't until I entered that I understood what she meant. Renout and Wendler were both in baths, completely nude as I saw by Renout's pasty ass as he lowered himself in. There were others, too. Apparently, this was the thing to do. Wendler looked up at me, motioning me over.
"Come, join us."
I walked over to his side and waited to hear what he had to say.
In,
he said, then pointed at my arm.
"That hasn't healed yet, I'd bet. In here, it just might."
"No, I..."
"Come now,"
one of the female chieftains said, exiting the next pool over. She, too, was completely nude, and I averted my gaze, feeling very out of place here. She stopped at the stone ledge nearby and said,
"Humor the man. It's about the healing, not your pride or humility."
Not feeling it at all, I undressed and slipped into the water. It was hotter than I was used to, scalding hot, and I was certain my skin might come right off when I tried to stand. That said, it was damn relaxing. After a minute, I thought I could fall asleep in there.
Ah, see?
Wendler said, nudging Rin out and pointing at my arm. When I looked at it, I startled. The wound was healed. It was still a pink line, but nothing more. I imagined my other wounds were clearing up nicely, too.
That will help when Ranger comes,
Renaut said, his smile fading.
We'll need everyone in tip-top shape.
When Ranger arrives, I said, remembering what we'd seen coming at us before bringing the planet back to where it belonged. No amount of healing will save us.
That's what I want to talk to you about,
Wendelor said, leaning forward.
If you could find your father and the rest of the Tier 1 superheroes before Ranger's arrival, you might be able to restore their powers. We might stand a chance.
But how? I asked.
Pyramids. Like the one you found me in. It's all part of a system the Nihilists set up to sap powers, only they can't use them on themselves, so they find cronies to apply them to. Cronies such as Ranger. If we can find those pyramids, though, we might still have a chance at finding the Tier 1s.
Before, you made it sound impossible, I pointed out.
That was before the three of us were involved.
He took on a very intrigued look, looking at me and then Twitch.
With our powers combined.
Yeah, I get it, I said, holding up a hand. But wouldn't the Tier 1s be fully sapped by now?
Not them. With powers like that, he'll want to keep them going, to continuously drain them.
The steam was getting to me, my head swirling. I wouldn't know where to start.
We find his most guarded corners of the galaxy. We look for large fleet movements. We corner him.
We? I asked. He grinned.
I need a reason for you all to trust me and want to keep me alive, and you all need the Tier 1s. Looks like both of us win.
I nodded. I'll speak with the team, but it sounds like we have our mission.
We'll be looking forward to it.
He stood, holding out his arms with his shriveled balls only a foot from my face. I held out a hand and took his instead of the hug. On Earth, we do it like this, I said, shaking. Especially when nude.
Oh, how quaint,
he observed, as if really quite fascinated. I gave him and Renaut nods, then went for a towel and my armor. As I finished dressing, a young woman entered and addressed the chieftains in the next bath over, saying,
Reports show incoming.
Incoming? I asked.
Tarupas, for one.
The chieftain I'd met on my last visit said, standing now and heading my way for a towel.
I understand you had a run-in or two with him.
And he's coming here?
He and the army at his back,
she said.
Wants to strike first. Take us out before Ranger arrives, if my intel's correct. So he's coming with locals and whatever Nihilists were on planet when we vanished. He'll have your head if you're still around when he gets here.
Or I'll have his, I countered.
Right.
She turned and began dressing, still speaking as she did.
We're bringing in all the supers we can muster, having stone barricades and other defenses formed, holding nothing back against this crew.
How long until they arrive? I asked the young woman.
Hours, I'd guess,
she said. With a nod of thanks, I went off to find my team to let them know. Twitch was already aware, but was very interested when I told her what Wendelor had said about my dad.
One step at a time,
she replied.
But that's definitely high on the list.
While she went off with Gale to meet with Shimmer and the chieftains to plan the defense, I wanted room to think. I wasn't sure if something was left behind of the Nihilist form I'd taken, or if there was some other reason the light was hurting my head. But I wanted a darkness. Maybe it was all the stress and excitement, the idea that I might actually have a chance at finding my real dad. I meandered down to the dark caves below, to the glowing stones where I'd met Shimmer, before journeying into the other realm. Although I hadn't been looking for Charm, I was relieved when I found her down there. She'd been quiet, not knowing what was eating away at me. She sat on a rock, staring into a pool of water. "Charm? Are you okay?" I asked. "Nothing happened over there, did it?"
"Oh, a lot happened over there. So much I'm going to have to spend a whole day telling you. But not today."
She glanced over, frowned, and turned back to the water.
"But no, nothing like what you mean."
I sat next to her awkwardly, on the rocks, then put a hand on her shoulder. A moment later, her hand found mine. She groaned and sat up to face me, but stared for a long moment as if debating how to say something. "Yeah?" I asked.
"I know you're not mine or whatever,"
Charm said, pouting.
"And I know I shouldn't get jealous. It was to save me, after all. I just keep looking at her and that perfectly white hair and imagine you fucking her and..."
"Wait, hold on," I said, interrupting her. "That's what this is? Using Shimmer's power to save you?"
"As if I needed saving,"
she said with a scoff. Then she looked down and bit her lip.
"I know, it's silly."
"No, Charm, it's not." I took her hands in mine, kneeling in front of her, and pressed my lips to hers. "We never did it."
"Huh?"
"Fuck. Me and Shimmer, we didn't do anything like that. Just exchanged blood." I held up my hand, showing her where a scar was forming, though the healing had accelerated thanks to the bath. Right there.
"Oh, I assumed that was from the arena fighting Gale told me about,"
Charm said, and then her face lit up and she threw her arms around me.
"Now I want you to fuck her."
"What?" I pulled back, totally confused.
"Knowing that you didn't, but having thought you did, now it's like you should've, but didn't get the opportunity. So let's make it your mission. No, our mission. We'll fuck her together."
If she's into that, or us. But really, that's what this was about? Nothing else?" Ignoring the question, she leaned in, running her tongue across her teeth.
"Trust me, she'll be begging for it by the time we're done."
Charm grinned, stood, and walked off, her tail brushing against my cheek as she went. I still needed to learn how to get used to that.
"I want to hear all about your adventures."
And so I told her as we moved through the tunnels to join the others. "We have a plan?" I asked when I saw Twitch approaching.
"Yes. You all rest up. I'll be rallying some troops, adjusting their code to boost what I can. Stamina should be an easy one, but we also need to see about shields and whatnot. You? Take your time. I know you missed each other. Enjoy it."
"Psh, in case this is our last chance?"
Charm scoffed.
"We're going to live forever. Didn't anyone tell you?"
"Now I know,"
Twitch replied with a smile, then headed off to where a couple of the chieftains were waiting for her. Charm grabbed me by the waist, pulled me close, and said,
"Now's our chance."
"What?"
"For Shimmer,"
she said, as if that wasn't obvious. "But I'm sure she's busy. I'm sure she's..."
"Sitting right over there, clearly in need of some way of releasing her stress?"
Charm beamed, and motioned over to where, sure enough, Shimmer was squatting against a stone wall, face in her hands. Charm gave me a wink and then skipped over, leaving me to wonder what the hell she was getting me into. Not necessarily complaining, but quite confused and aroused. Chapter 21
"He told me all about some dark place with glowing stones,"
Charm was saying to Shimmer when I caught up with her.
"Maybe you could show us?"
Shimmer glanced up at her, then to me, eyes narrowed with confusion, then nodded.
"Goody!"
Charm held out a hand to help her stand.
"Maybe you can show me right now? I need to clear my mind before war, every time."
"You've been in lots of wars?"
Shimmer asked.
"Oh, yeah, plenty of them. The worst of the worst. You ever hear about that big fight to break out the super sexy guy from prison?"
"That's not exactly accurate," I said, but she was ignoring me.
"This was the guy, and I was one of the main fighters there."
"I see,"
Shimmer said, smiling at me as if we were sharing an inside joke. We started walking down, and Shimmer hesitated.
"They might need me."
They did say a few hours, I noted, still not sure which way I leaned in this scenario. But hey, that was only the truth.
Yeah, 20 to 30 minutes won't hurt,
Charm said.
It'll probably help. A lot.
Shimmer looked confused again, but kept on going, and soon we were down below. Charm made a big deal about the beauty of the glowing stones and everything, in spite of having been in here not long ago. Then she turned to Shimmer and said,
Come on, let me show you how we calm ourselves before fights where I'm from.
She patted the floor beside her as she sat cross-legged and waited. We both joined.
First, close your eyes,
Charm said.
Now imagine yourself floating and concentrate on your breathing.
I joined in, not knowing where this was going, but figuring why the hell not.
Now,
she continued,
I want you to imagine the sunlight on you, on your bare skin. No clothes, just the sun, you floating, a gentle breeze caressing your skin as the sunlight warms you. The breeze tickles your lower back, moves between your thighs, gently massaging. Charm,
Shimmer said, opening her eyes. I knew because I had opened mine, too, in surprise. This is really how you relax? I asked Charm. Charm grinned.
Not exactly. This is the part that leads up to the thing. Where do you come from, did you say? Same place as you,
Charm said, nodding to the woman's crotch. Shimmer's face flushed and she stood.
This is awkward. I'm sorry, I have to-
Wait!
Charm stood too, looking lost. It's not for her, I said. It's me.
What's that?
Shimmer asked.
Yeah!
Charm went along with it, trying to hide her smile.
Sorry, it's just all the pressure of becoming an elder with the Citadel and all. Breaker here wanted to relax, and I thought if I could get you down here, maybe... Oh, I can't say it.
Go on,
Shimmer said, not looking completely insulted, which was a good thing.
Well?
Charm leaned in, whispering something in her ear. Shimmer's eyes went wide, and she pulled back, but then looked at me and bit her lip curiously. Charm leaned in, motioning for Shimmer to come close, and then I overheard her whisper.
He's got the most amazing, beautiful cock. Tastes like pineapple when he's really aroused. It can get like this.
She held her hands out, then adjusted a bit more.
No, more like this big.
Shimmer laughed, trying not to look at me, I could tell. I was glad. I didn't want them to see the awkward smile on my face or the extent to which I was blushing.
Actually, I've seen it,
Shimmer said.
And it was much bigger than that. Oh?
Charm asked, confused.
He made himself look like his penis with my illusion powers,
she explained.
Full size, head to toe. I got the magnified view.
What?
Charm turned to me, eyes glowing with excitement.
You can do that? Do it again, do it again!
There's no way I'm doing that, I said. But then she started cracking up, pointing at me. I turned to Shimmer. You didn't do it to me, did you?
Hey, just having some fun,
Shimmer said, holding a hand to cover her eyes. Shimmer?
It's okay. She got it all wrong anyway,
Charm said, and she came over to me, analyzing what I knew was me, but she saw as a huge cock. My cock, to be more accurate.
See, right here his head is more like, well, and... Oh, it's better if we just show you. Turn him back.
A moment later, Charm nodded, smiling, and said,
See?
As she knelt and pulled out my cock. Shimmer's eyes went wide and I froze, totally lost as to what I should do in this situation. Charm was stroking it gently, watching the other woman as it grew, and then her other hand went to my balls.
It's really easier to get a good view from up close,
Charm said, her touch sending a chill through me. I closed my eyes, enjoying the moment and trying to ignore the awkwardness of what was actually happening right now.
Just to get a better view,
Shimmer said, and I opened my eyes slightly to see her approaching.
You know, for the joke to work better when I use the illusion on him again.
Yeah, of course.
Charm took her hand from my balls and reached out, taking Shimmer's hand in hers.
Here, try this.
She guided the other woman, placing her hand on my cock, and, with a hand on hers, worked it together. My eyes were wide at this point, wanting to memorize this moment. Shimmer was standing there in front of me, staring at my dick, while she and Charm caressed it together. After a moment, Charm stood and left the other woman's hand there, then went behind Shimmer and started undoing her clothes.
What's happening right now?
Shimmer asked. That's just Charm being Charm, I said, very aware that the woman hadn't taken her hand away yet. Her fingers played with my tip, a mixture of massaging and getting to know my cock, studying its curves and moving along it, enjoying the smooth hardness.
I can make it easier if you'd like.
Charm ran a hand along the woman's shirt, then slid one side off of her shoulder, her hand moving down to caress Shimmer's left breast. My eyes were hungry, my tongue craving to tickle that cute little pink nipple. Shimmer looked at me, cautiously but very curious.
I'm going to guess you'd like that, if she made this easier, I mean.
I couldn't deny it. Think of what she does like having a drink or two. If you'd like your inhibitions to be dulled a bit, it's nice. A thoughtful look came over Shimmer's face, and she glanced down at Charm's hand on her breast, the woman's fingers gently toying with her nipple now.
How much time before we have to check in? Let's head up in about an hour,
Charm said, pulling the rest of Shimmer's shirt down so that her breasts were completely exposed.
Do it,
Shimmer said immediately, as the blush crept into her cheeks.
Quickly, before I change my mind, but follow me.
She led us, pulling me by the cock like it was a leash, to the side walls and revealed a curtained-off room. It wasn't much, but had a nice bed, along with a desk and chair. What's this? I asked.
This is where I sleep,
she said.
The darkness, the pools, it's always relaxed me, so I had them make this area for me.
Charm took her by the chin and pulled her around, looking like she was going for a kiss, but paused with her lips less than a centimeter away and breathed out one of her charms. Shimmer closed her eyes and her grip tightened on my cock, and when she opened her eyes again, she looked ravenous. You sure about this? I said. She laughed, grabbing my hand and thrusting it onto her breast.
A bit late for that now.
Turning back to Charm, she added.
Sounds like he needs one, too.
Charm actually pressed her lips to mine when she breathed that pink mist my way. All of my inhibitions vanished, just like that. Charm pulled back and nodded, folding her arms.
Go on, then,
she said.
I want to watch, see why Twitch is so into that.
I had a hand on Shimmer's breast now, so moved it around to the side, cupping it, feeling it in my hand, and leaned in to let my tongue play with the nipple. Shimmer moaned, leaning back slightly with her upper body as she watched me. Then she took my cock in both hands and started working it up and down as she watched me move from one breast to the other. When I looked up, she grinned and nodded to the bed, then walked over and slipped out of her pants, leaving only a pair of purple panties, thin lace on the edges. A glance over at Charm showed she was totally into this, leaning against the wall with one hand down her pants, the other motioning me not to hesitate. Shimmer stood there, waiting, and when I approached, she took me by the face with her hands, guiding me as she lay back so that I knelt and took her panties in my teeth. I pulled them down, then used my hands to get them the rest of the way off as I found my lips pressing against her hip bone, tongue tracing it down to her inner thigh. I kissed her there, then moved up and kissed her again, then was at her pubic hair, straight and golden white, and when I nuzzled my face in her bush, I stuck out my tongue and tasted her pussy. It was already wet, warm, and had a sweetness to it, reminding me of sucking honeysuckle flower in my youth. I couldn't get enough, and soon had my hands moving on her hips and ass as I knelt there, moving my tongue back and forth along her thighs, back to her pussy, tracing the lips and then finding the clit. When I was there, she grabbed me by the hair and held me firm, guiding me and telling me not to stop, to go faster, harder, faster. For a moment, I thought my tongue would cramp. And that's when she sat up, squeezing my head so that I thought I might suffocate. She let out a restrained, high-pitched moan, then collapsed back.
"Give me your cock,"
she said, motioning. I looked at her, confused, mouth dripping from saliva and her pussy. She grabbed my hair again, pulling me up, and then kept pulling until I was up on top of her, straddling her face. And she took me in, full, all the way until her nose pressed to my stomach. It was warm and wet, and I had to bend over to make it work, but then she pushed me back as she focused on the tip, running her tongue along the outline of my cock head and jacking me off in the process. I put my hands on the wall, turned to see Charm slipping out of her clothes and approaching. My eyes closed as another spasm ran through my body, and when I opened them again, I was watching Shimmer stroke my cock, eyes staring up at me with excitement. She squirmed, eyes fluttering, and I turned my head to see Charm eating her pussy. Whoa. That was almost enough to make me come, but Shimmer pulled me out, holding it there for a minute, just flicking her tongue across the tip for a few seconds while she enjoyed what Charm was doing, then squirmed and said,
"Fuck her.
I
need a break,"
Shimmer admitted, then said it again.
"You two, fuck while I watch."
A glance back showed Charm crawling up behind me, and she started kissing my back, hands reaching out to caress my chest. They moved down to my balls and cock, and then she pulled me off of the other woman, and I was staring up into her green eyes, eyes full of lust and obsession. And she bit my lip before leaning in to kiss me. My hands found her shoulders, her arms, then her breasts, enjoying them for a moment, before moving to her back and tracing her sides down to her hips. I was enjoying everything about her, glad to have her back. When she then took me by the hand and sat me up, I was somewhat confused, until she pressed her body against Shimmer's, ass up in the air, tail moving seductively, as confusing as that was. Hell. This was Charm. She was amazing. Perfect. It was time I got over any oddities that my brain was having issues with. So, going for it, as she leaned into Shimmer and started kissing the woman's neck, I traced her sexy pussy with the tip of my cock, teasing her, then dove in. She arched her back, and I thought her ass was like a perfect heart shape, and I slapped it, moving in and out. Finding a place for my legs was awkward at first, but then Shimmer's legs were up and around me. And after a few minutes, she asked,
"My turn again?"
Charm nodded, but stayed there between us, so that as I pulled out of one woman and entered another, I was able to take my other hand and start fingering Charm. As I rocked back and forth, filling Shimmer with my cock, my hand moved along with Charm. I had two fingers in, then three, as she got more into it, and her face was buried in the pillow beside Shimmer's, the two yelping and moaning, and at one point, it was almost in sync. I was enjoying it so much, them taking turns pulling my cock from one to the next, both moaning and loving it and trying different positions, but always with all bodies tightly interwoven, that when I finally felt the pre-orgasm warmth spreading through my body, I realized I didn't want it to stop. Even though we'd been going at it for some time, it would never be enough. I tried to think of something else, to stall it, but the sight of these beautiful women, their eyes begging me to come, their hands all over me and each other, it was impossible. "I'm going to come," I whispered, then louder, "I'm going to come."
"On me,"
Shimmer said. And Charm moved aside, pulling my cock from inside her and aiming it. I knew from experience that Charm loved this part, and our eyes met with a fierce intensity as she stroked my cock, and the cum shot out, covering Shimmer's chest and neck. Immediately Charm threw her leg back over the woman and thrust me into her while she started licking up the cum. I moaned, feeling a second wave of warmth and muscle tightening rolling over me so that I had a whole second orgasm. When it was done, Shimmer had a look of amazed satisfaction, while Charm rolled over and lay next to her, licking her lips with her eyes closed.
Holy fuck,
Shimmer said.
And I meant it that way. That was truly a holy fuck.
I laughed, shaking my head as my chest spasmed and my legs started to shake. It was amazing. And you know what the great thing is?
We can blame Charm later if we feel embarrassed about anything,
Shimmer said, guessing my thought perfectly. She turned on her side and took one of Charm's smaller breasts in her hand.
Like this. I'm not even into women, but when you were licking my pussy, it just tasted so great,
Charm said.
He seemed into it, so I figured I'd give it a go.
Honeysuckle, right? I said.
Exactly,
Charm replied, opening her eyes and smiling.
Are they all like that?
Yours is delicious, I said, leaning down and starting to kiss her thigh. I'd like to remind myself. She grabbed my chin and shook her head.
Right now it'd just taste like your own cum. I doubt you want that.
Even with the charm effect she'd put on us, she was right about that. Rain check then, I said with a grin, and lay down on the other side of her, one arm around her.
Am I part of the group now?
Shimmer asked. Oh, shit! I sat up, instantly aware of what we'd just done. The effects of the charm and my arousal were still in place, but I knew I should be worried. Twitch! Gale! I have no idea what they'll think of this.
Relax,
Charm said.
I had the chance to float it by them, and they were cool.
That... are you sure? She nodded, took my now limp dick in her hands, and flopped it up to watch it flop back down, smiling as she did this a few times. Do you have to do that?
It's funny,
she replied, turning to show Shimmer.
Don't you think it's funny?
Shimmer pushed herself up onto her elbows to have a look, and nodded.
Very cute.
Cute. I caught Charm's hand, kissed it, and stood as I grabbed my clothes. They'll expect us soon. We shouldn't keep them waiting.
Oh, can't he play a little more?
Charm asked, fake pouting. Shimmer laughed.
Is she always like this?
Pretty much, I answered.
You never get sick of it?
Sick? No way. I love it. Embarrassed when others are watching, maybe.
You better not have just said you're embarrassed by me,
Charm said, going on all fours and approaching me like a lion about to pounce.
I'll tell them it didn't work out with our new friend here.
Not embarrassed by you, I explained. Embarrassed by my limp dick flopping around for the world to see.
No, not the world,
Charm corrected.
Just your new lover here. His new lover.
Shimmer considered the words, glancing from me to Charm, then back.
Is that what I am now? Yes,
Charm said. And simple as that, she maneuvered out into her clothes, then made for the exit.
You two figure out the details. I'm getting a snack.
Grab me a... I started, but she was already out, the curtain swishing behind her. When I turned back to Shimmer, she was sitting on the bed, legs curled up to her in a way that barely covered herself, though I didn't think that was her purpose. So, I had fun. She laughed.
You had fun? Well, great. My job here is done. I'll just take my money and...
That's not what I meant. I made it back to the bed, sitting beside her. What should I say here? That I'd like it very much if you joined us? For sure. That you're now one of four girls sleeping with me, apparently sharing me and, if you want, each other?
Is that what this is? How this works?
I stood again. Honestly, I have no clue. It's what we've been doing, but back on Earth, this would be the strangest, most amazing, but strangest, situation ever. It's unheard of.
And yet, here you are, living it.
She considered me, head cocked to one side, and smiled.
Is it what you want? Me to be part of this group?
I gulped. Nodded. She slid her legs over the side of the bed, then stood. Her perfect body, long legs and shapely breasts all called to me, all made me want to take her again right there. But there was more. This woman was strong. a prominent player on this planet in the uprising to fight off the Nihilists and their servants. And that made her brave. A powerful woman who was willing to not only put up with me, but join three other women in being one of my lovers? It was totally bizarre, and yet more than I could ask for. Since instead it was her asking me, I simply moved forward, wrapped my arms around her, and squeezed her perfect ass. Her laugh echoed through the room, and she pressed her breasts against my armor, running a finger along my cheek, tracing my jawline to my chin, then up to my lips. Her finger moved along the outline of my lips. Then she moved in for a gentle kiss.
"I'm yours,"
she whispered, eyes staring into mine.
"I may only have the illusion power and not be as powerful as the other women, but it can be useful and fun."
As I held her there, she transformed first into Charm, then Gale, then Twitch. Licking her lips, she became herself and said,
"Anyone, anytime, just name it."
I still had my hands on her ass, I realized, so I gave her a gentle spank. Bad girl.
"How so?"
she asked with a grin. "You should know. I want you for you, just like this." With a wicked grin, she said,
"And what if this is an illusion? Maybe I'm really the old woman you first met."
"Are you?" She shook her head.
"No, but you'd never really know, right?"
I frowned, not liking that one bit, but then said, "I might not have superpowers, but the same could be true about who I really am. Yeah, I'm supposedly this son of a Tier 1 super of Apollo. I might be this very powerful super who came here one day to save your planet, a perfect gentleman, and as good in the sack as they all say." I paused as she laughed, but then added, "Or all of that could be fake. This could be my illusion, right? So, it's not so different. And isn't the inside stuff what matters most?" She nodded, then pursed her lips and shrugged.
"You're sure about that?"
"Yes," I replied, feeling a bit of worry in my gut, but sticking with what I said. "Why?"
"You want to see the real me?"
"If this isn't you, and we've been this intimate," I gulped. "Wouldn't that make sense?"
"Okay. Be ready,"
she said, and then stepped back, holding out her hands. She stood there, as beautiful as they come, and then, in a blink of an eye, she was even more beautiful. I wasn't sure how to describe it, but where her breasts had been slightly more saggy one minute, they weren't. And they were amazing before. Where her cheeks had a rounder shape, they were more pulled up, her eyes taking on more of what you'd expect from Cleopatra. Where her hair had been stunning, it now flowed like silk. But it all looked too fake. So I was relieved when she started laughing and turned back to the other version of herself and said,
"Joking with you, just joking."
"Good."
"Good?"
"Yeah, I mean, that version was beautiful, but this is the version of you I grew to have feelings for. The one I just made fucked. She licked her lips, turned, and looked me sideways.
"You almost said made love, didn't you?"
"What? No, of course not."
"Oh, my gods."
She put a hand to her mouth.
"You did. You actually think of it with each of us as making love. That's so sweet. Almost like too much sugar in banana bread sweet. But sweet. I mean, because you should let the bananas do the flavoring, but you know that. But this, I barely know you, and you're already thinking of it as making love. Wow."
"Hey, no. I fucked you. You fucked me, we all fucked together. One big happy fuck family." I turned, trying not to look at her nude body as it stopped me from being annoyed, and I wanted to be annoyed right now, to sound strong, like a man.
"Wait."
She grabbed my hand and I stood there, trying to control my breathing. "So what if I do, okay? I didn't have many great relationships back home, or many at all, really. And suddenly I'm meeting women here, and it's not the same. It's not this awkward, we're not sure about each other thing. It's just like, like we're meant to be, you know? Even when I met you, it felt right. I tried to deny it because I would never go outside of my ladies, cheat on them, if that makes sense. Not unless it was their call, as this was, as it was the other times.
Who was first?